Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Talking about difficult situations, Tempisa Fukuda is a political analyst. He's a senior research fellow, and we wanted to understand what is going on with Britain and flying asylum seekers to Rwanda. Tembisa, thanks for joining us this morning on this public holiday. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. All are good. Okay. Thank you.
What is the story? What is it? Just sounds bizarre.
Well, Britain has been facing serious challenges with immigration coming mainly from France, the Calais border, which borders the tunnel, the underground tunnel underneath the Atlantic Ocean, which leads to the UK. And they've been facing a lot of challenges with immigration there because Britain and France, as you know, they've got this treaty, which means that the immigrants going into Britain will complete their immigration papers, I mean, the immigration processes in France. So by the time they reach Britain, they don't have to necessarily go through the immigration controls. So what's been happening is that because France, of course, is experiencing a lot of immigrants from various countries in the Middle East in particular and Afghanistan, most of them reach France in Calais, and then they hitchhike, and some of them smuggle themselves through trucks and other cargo transportation into Dover. And by the time when they reach Dover, they don't have to deal with immigration. They just blend into the British population, and that has become a huge problem for Britain. And this is why then they decided, amongst other things, that they will have this treaty with Rwanda, which of course has been seen in various forms by different people, some of them regarded as cruel, that Britain will be sending people into Rwanda, a country that's known for its own human rights violation. And that has, again, invited a number of criticism around the world.
So what is the agreement with Rwanda over this?
The agreement is that all those that are caught illegally in Britain, or those that do not have illegal papers in Britain, or those that volunteer to be deported, will be taken to Rwanda. Because the majority of the people who go to Britain are asylum seekers. So it's assumed that most will be waiting for their papers to be processed in Britain. But at the moment, according to British authorities, the authorities are overwhelmed with the number of people applying for political asylum to live in the UK. So what they're doing is they're going to be sending them to Rwanda, and Rwanda is going to do that processing. And those that succeed will be sent back to Britain, and those that don't succeed will be sent back to their countries. That is the current situation. But Rwanda will be paid for this.
It's like a holding area, almost. And Rwanda,
it's like a holding area, yes.
Is there a negative perception because it's an African country? In other words, if the United Kingdom had this agreement with, I don't know, Australia, well, maybe Australia's got a bit of its own history with the United Kingdom because they would send criminals there. But if they had the same agreement with the Netherlands, would it be perceived in the same way, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think if they had the same arrangement with another European or country from the northern hemisphere, I don't think we'll be having this controversy. Turkey's, by the way, having similar arrangements when it comes to the refugees coming from Syria, and Turkey's been given an amount estimated to 6 billion euros to deal with humanitarian assistance, education, health, etc. Now, Rwanda realizes the importance of this in terms of making money, because it's also going to be getting quite a bit of money in this regard. And this is why it accepted this proposal. But the other thing that we don't regard as serious is immigrants bring skill. You know, they're not just bringing problems to our countries. Most of them are really skillful people, particularly in the northern hemisphere, because those who reach, for example, France, are fairly educated. It means that they have to buy plane tickets compared to what we have in South Africa, people crossing the borders illegally. But immigrants who will travel all the way from Afghanistan or Syria or anywhere else in the Middle East into France, it takes a fairly sophisticated form of travel to reach France. And those are people with skills, by and large. So what I think will happen in Rwanda this time is that Rwanda is now going to attract, because those that get rejected, Rwanda will have, even though those discussions have not started, but Rwanda will have an option of whether to assimilate those people in their country or not. And I think we might just be surprised in years to come how that could assist Rwanda with required skill. One. Two is, I think also Rwanda is looking at diversifying its population. Currently, you have a lot of black people, a few white people, and I think this might just bring cultural change and diversification in Rwanda besides skill, and it might just lead to another success. So, even though right now we're mocking the decision, but I think it has the potential of bringing some sort of success in Rwanda in future.
It's so interesting because I'm just noting my own reaction to it. When I started seeing these articles, I was quite horrified. But when I listened to you going through the process and the thought behind it, it becomes a very, very different picture, which makes me wonder about our own knee-jerk reaction to situations that we actually don't know that much about, or certainly I don't know that much about.
Well, it's our fault as the media commentators, isn't it? That most of the time we don't really give perspective to reasoning. I mean, when I heard about this, the first thing that came to mind was the skill pool that Rwanda is actually probably looking at. Because we don't really, most of the time when dealing with issues of immigration, we always think of Zimbabweans, but we don't think that, you know, the large majority of people, particularly those in the Middle East, Syria, etc., who travel, or risk it all to reach European countries are fairly educated people, you know, and within that grouping of human beings, there's a lot of skill, and Rwanda is in need of that. One, but two, you know, things post-COVID have changed in terms of business and how we make money. If Turkey can be getting something like 6 billion euros just to manage Syrians, surely Rwanda can start doing the same in terms of making sure that they make money out of this and hope that most of those people will be processed in Rwanda are not going to want to stay in Rwanda. And if they do want to stay in Rwanda, they'll be recruited based on their skill. And I'm sure they'll have a much more well-managed place through which these processes will be taking place. So I am of the view that it's going to be a boon for Rwanda, and in future, Rwanda might just be a country that has benefited from immigration as much as countries like United States, Israel, has over the past. Of course, even though Israel is a different issue, because most of the Israelis are people who are supposed to go there for whatever reason, but Israel also benefited from skill coming from different parts of the world, including the U.S.
Absolutely right. What a fascinating conversation. Thembisa Fikuda, political analyst, he's a senior research fellow, giving us a very, very interesting perspective and doing exactly what we should be doing, having an in-depth conversation about a headline that I certainly reacted to in a knee-jerk fashion, but now having had the discussion, have a very different perspective.